This is episode number 2114 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, December 21st, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Martha Stewart has a last-minute gift idea for you. It's a ceramic nativity scene she made while serving time in prison.
I'm not kidding.
The former jailbird spent 5 months behind bars, of course, in 2004, 2005. And she took pottery classes while she was incarcerated. And she created 14 figurines of religious idols, including Mary Joseph and the baby Jesus. She still has her.
Oh, my goodness.
She has her inmate number on the bottom.
Oh, wow. Jeepers.
Martha, by the way, is Catholic. She explained in a TikTok clip that has racked up about 370,000 views. She's capitalizing on her favorite prison pastime, selling replicas, not the originals, of her nativity scene on her website. So if you want that, the set usually retails for $149 at Martha.com.
Of course,
but
it
wait
does.
A minute.
Oh,
she's discounted it to $119.20.
Oh, gosh, how
ahead
nice.
Ahead of the holiday. It comes with 3 camels, 2 shepherds, 2 ox, 3 wise men, an innkeeper, the baby Jesus, of course, and Mary and Joseph. So there you go. In case you want some jailbird. I'm looking at a picture of these things, and these do not look like anything she would have made. These look like, well, she's Martha Stewart. These look like something that were made by professionals. Anyway, there you go. It's time for the Who Cares News. Here's Morgan.
Well, even the biggest superheroes in Hollywood can't avoid a case of mistaken identity.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Yeah. Who are we talking about?
Well, while appearing on the Dear Hank and John podcast, Ryan Reynolds.
Oh.
Who I always care about.
And superhero extraordinaire, Deadpool.
Yes.
Hello. Yeah.
He said he sometimes gets confused for Ben Affleck.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't buy that. They don't even look alike.
I know.
I mean, well, maybe when they got a beard, maybe. Do they look somewhat alike? I don't
know. He said there's a pizza place in the East Village
in
New York that I've been going to for years. They believe I'm Ben Affleck, and I've never corrected them. I feel it would not go over well if
Probably
I revealed.
Not. Probably not.
They
oh
ask
my
how
God.
J-Lo is. I'm like, great, good. I get the pizza, and off I go.
Oh, that Ryan Reynolds. He's such a kidder. He's such a kidder.
So he was also asked by a listener to share the difference between him and the other Ryan.
Oh, Gosling.
Gosling, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he was...
They are different.
Well, he says the difference is... He goes, well, the difference is easy to spot.
Oh, well.
Ryan Gosling has blonde hair, and Ryan Reynolds is a bleep.
A bleep. I think we can fill in the blank on that one.
And for the record, Ryan Reynolds believes the right Ryan landed a role in The Notebook.
Oh, I agree with that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
No, he would have not been good in that.
He says if things were switched, he jokes the movie would have failed horrendously.
Oh, yeah. Has he done a dramatic movie? I'm trying to think.
Has he done some dramatic,
but not that dramatic. That was a heavy movie.
Oh yeah.
Whew. I won't even watch it. It was so heavy. I won't watch anything by Nicholas Sparks anymore. Because somebody said, "Oh, watch this. It's a great movie," and I bawled my eyes out. And it's like, no, I'm not watching those movies anymore. Forget it. Somebody always dies. Hello.
No, my daughter had me read, and I knew better. She had me read one of the Nicholas Sparks, and it's like, it was a great story, and then it wasn't.
It's not.
Well, a source told E! News Saturday
E-News.
That Momager is already obsessed with Kim's beau, Pete Davidson.
Obsessed?
And who is it, right?
Who isn't obsessed with Pete Davidson?
I mean, she might be too old for him, but he might just—he might have her stacked up in the line.
Yeah,
you know?
It might be because you know he does date older women, including Kim. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, all right. And the whole family is a fan.
Of course, because they're all over 40. he's a charmer, that Pete Davidson.
And whole family would love to spend a holiday with him.
Oh wow. I wonder if he's been
You're
vaccinated.
You're putting that much on this one person. On Pete
I know,
Davidson.
But he's famous. He's funny. He's, I don't know, Flo Rida likes him. I mean, so why not?
Well, the first stamp of approval came when Chris hosted a birthday bash for Pete.
Wow.
At her Palm Springs mansion.
Well, yeah.
Just weeks into his relationship with him.
Yeah, that's right.
Just weeks.
Now. I remember that now.
So this...
And nothing says, hey, you're accepted into the family, like, come on out to the Palm Springs house for a birthday party in your honor.
Right?
I think that's...
I didn't know she lived in Palm Springs.
No, she's got homes everywhere.
Well,
come on now.
True.
These are rich people. They don't stay in one place.
Yeah,
I think there's a reason for that. But they don't stay in one place. If I was Pete Davidson, the only person I would be concerned about is Kanye West. Because Kanye West has money to make trouble. If he wants to make trouble, he can make trouble.
Well,
not that he would.
Yeah, see, why would he?
Well, he wants his family back.
That's true.
He doesn't want to give up the girl that he's dating, but he wants his family back. So, I don't know.
Because he's with this is the same girl for him for a while.
Yeah,
huh?
This Uber model or whatever her name is. Yeah, no, yeah. And I think she's younger than Kim. So maybe that's part of the deal.
Maybe.
Maybe she's got a real butt.
But
Kim
he
doesn't.
Liked Kim's butt.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Maybe he decided that, all right.
We're not going to go there. We're just not going to go there.
This isn't about Pete Davins.
This is about Pete. Pete, who looks like he's tired all the time.
He does.
He looks a little ashen sometimes
when
you see him. I don't think that the gray that he dyes his hair helps.
No.
I think that if he had a darker color hair, don't you think his complexion would...
I think it would help.
Yeah.
But the circles around it.
Makes him look like he's a little ill, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean,
Yeah.
But he makes her laugh. So, you know, I think that's fine. I mean,
Well, that's obviously he makes Chris laugh, too.
She's not taking this seriously. Kim, I don't think, is taking this seriously. I mean, how could she? You know, he's young enough to be her younger baby brother, I think. Maybe even younger than that. Who knows?
It's just... Sometimes I just don't have words for it because it confounds me.
Yeah, I think.
And then this whole story is confounding.
Yeah, right.
The whole family is a fan of Pete and would love to spend a holiday with him.
Goodness. Wow.
What the heck?
You know, I'd like to spend the holiday with.
Not Halle Berry, right?
Yes, Halle Berry. I would love to spend the holiday with Halle. We could, we could sing that song, Baby It's Cold Outside. I mean... I don't know if she can sing, but I'd listen to her sing.
You would.
I would.
Even if you had to wear earplugs, you wouldn't care.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.